Hello? Is someone there? Oh, good. I was hoping it would be you. Who am I? Well, I think I'm like you. I'm someone else who got trapped inside this haunted house. Terrifying, isn't it? All these rooms and these doors, not knowing what may be behind any of them. I'm curious, have you encountered any monsters yet? Really? I suppose you're lucky then. I've heard some really nasty creatures are creeping around this place. I suppose it's a good thing I called. Imagine being here all on your own. Right, I also was surprised I could reach you. My reception has been pretty dead since I entered this place. You know, strange quirk of the architecture around here, probably. Or perhaps the owner just loves scary movies and wanted to ramp up the fear factor in here. You like scary movies, don't you? A brave man wandering into a haunted house in the middle of the spooky season. I figure you've got to enjoy at least one of the classics to try something like this by yourself, right? Oh, yeah, that's your favorite? That's an interesting choice. I'm much more of a classic slasher gal myself. You know, something about the unsuspecting victim, the thrill of the hunt, and then that moment of inevitability where the victim realizes that they're completely fucked. I know I'm meant to sympathize with them, but I can't help but side with the killer. I love that look of terror in the eyes of the victim. Their pleading cries. The desperate struggle. I wonder what you'd look like if you were in the same circumstance. Oh, come on. Don't be like that. I'm just teasing you. Besides, I'm the best entertainment you're going to get in here. Trust me. That's a good boy. Now, why don't we play a game to pass the time? Maybe have some fun. You try to guess what I'm wearing, and then I'll guess what you are wearing. Something to take your mind off of this scary house. That sounds fun, right? Excellent. Now, you go first. Oh, not quite. Oh, not quite. I'm wearing significantly less than you'd expect. Now, my turn. I think... You're wearing some nice jeans and an adorable brand t-shirt. You've got your flashlight out, and you're looking panicked around the room trying to figure out how I know exactly what you're wearing at this moment. Aw, don't sound so scared. I'm just trying to have some fun playing games with you. Is this part of the haunted house? Well, I don't know. Why don't you figure it out? You seem to be an expert on horror movies. Surely you know, right? Who am I? I told you. I'm another lost soul trapped in this haunted house. Of course... I didn't say I was trying to get out. Quite the opposite, actually. Actually, I've had my eye on you for quite a while. So when I saw you entering the house, I just had to follow you in. I was worried I lost you for a second there, but then I saw your number on my phone and, well, I guess the house really is on my side here. Because it really wanted me to have you. Where am I? Oh, don't worry your pretty little head with that. You'll be seeing me soon enough.
Surprise! Fucking stay still, you little... Okay, there you are. Maybe you've got some brains after all. Maybe it's just my knife against your throat that has you thinking extra hard about doing everything I say and not being too rash, right? Oh, I'd be careful if I was you. One wrong move and I'll gut you like a fish. It's not what I plan on using the knife for, but I'm open to improvising. Oh, what am I going to do with you? Oh, come on, baby, isn't it obvious? The way I'm dressed in almost nothing but my mask, pinning you against the wall, my big breast pressed tight against your chest, and my knee pushed up between your legs. I can feel how hard you are, and it's rather delightful. You can deny it all you want, but I know you want me to fuck you. And if you didn't, well, that's never stopped me before. Okay, now, hold still while I cut these clothes off of you. Here we go. My, my. I know you look like some fun, but I didn't expect you to be such a good time. Oh, come on. Oh, give me that cock and stop struggling. Remember who's in control here, slut. I'm the one with the knife, remember? Oh. That's right. You're already nice and hard for me, so let me just... Ugh, your cock feels so good. Ugh, such a nice big dick you have. Ugh, if I wasn't wearing a mask, I'd fucking blow you right now. Ugh, but if you saw who I was, well, that ruins half the fun of the mystery, doesn't it? Oh no, it's much better this way. My knife at your neck and my hand on your cock. Ugh, the two most primal emotions warring inside you. Forget fight or flights. This is fear and absolute pleasure. Oh, fuck. Look at you. Oh, so embarrassed that you're being turned on by a psycho killer. Oh, for all you know, I could be a complete stranger, an obsessed stalker who wants nothing more than to have her way with you. To make you come and come and come while you scream for mercy and leave you discarded like a used piece of trash. Then again, how does that trope go? It's always someone you know. Perhaps I'm that girl next door that you've always had a crush on, or that cute coworker you're convinced hates your guts. Your friend's little sister, you know, the one who graduated college recently. I know you've had fantasies about all of them. That's the kind of guy you are. Oh, and here you are, being given a hand job by a beautiful woman, and all you're doing is begging me to stop. That's absolutely pathetic. Oh, if anything, I'm just getting started. Okay. Okay, now lie down. There we go. Lie down, slut. Now that I've got that cock nice and ready for me, you're going to give me what I want. I said, lie down, slut. Don't fight it. I'd hate for this knife to slip and all that beautiful red blood to gush out of you. Actually, no. I don't think I would hate that either. There we go. Such an obedient thing. Now, I want you to fuck me hard. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, that feels good. Even better than I could have imagined. I was made for my cunt. Oh, the way it slides into me. It fits fucking perfectly. I feel so full. And you're not even all the way in. Come on, deeper slut. I said deeper. Don't get all shy on me now. You can protest all you want later, but your cock doesn't lie. Obviously. Right now, with how fucking hard it is inside of me. Oh, you fucking want this. Oh, fuck, being raped by a stranger turns you on, doesn't it? Seeing my breasts bounce up and down as I take what I want from you. And give you what you need in return. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because you need this. You need this, don't you? Oh, fuck. That's why you wandered into a haunted house all alone. You're looking for some kind of thrill. Anything to spice up your boring little life. Well, sugar meets spice. Oh, you're too much fun. Oh, keep going, baby. Oh, let me make you feel really good. And it does feel good, doesn't it? Oh, my tight cunt. Oh, fuck, nice and wet against your bulging cock. Oh, my hands roaming up and down your chest, pinching your nipples, probing that mouth of yours with my fingers, tracing your name across your chest with the tip of my knife. Oh, fuck. Oh, you can't imagine what it would feel like if I slipped, lost in the pleasure. Perhaps. Oh, that's another idea. Fuck. That's it. I want your cock deep inside me. Look at you whimpering like you don't want this. You know this feels so fucking good. You want to know who I am? How about this? If you want to know so badly, I'll carve my name into your chest. That way everybody knows who you belong to. And then, once you've made me come, you can take a look at what I've written on you. Oh, no? That doesn't sound good to you? Oh, baby. All right. If you don't want me to do that, I can start using my knife on some of your other body parts. All I need to do is use that pretty face and this. Oh, fuck. This divine cock of yours. Yeah. There we are. I knew you'd come around. Oh, you sound so good begging for me like that. Please mark me, please. Don't stop. Oh, here we go. Look at you. You're trying so hard to put on a strong face. Oh, it's okay. You can cry for me. I love it. I love it when you cry. I love seeing you writhe and squirm and scream. You're such a sexy little thing, aren't you? I can't wait till I show you all of my handiwork. Don't stop fucking me, baby. Don't let this distract you. I'm so close. Keep fucking me while I mark you as mine. Just a couple more letters. No, no, no. Oh, we're almost done, baby. Just keep going. So I keep begging, keep crying, I keep fucking me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. You make such a beautiful mess, stained in blood. Oh, it's sweet tears. Oh, would you look at this? Your blood is all over my knife. Oh, and I was trying so hard to keep my cuts shallow. Be a darling and stick your tongue out for me. Help me clean it off. That's it. Oh, shit. You are a depraved thing. How did it taste? I bet it was good, wasn't it? Good. Such a good job, baby. Now, do you want to know what I wrote? Let me just... There you go. A little keepsake. Look at this. Mistresses. Isn't that great? Now everybody will know that you're mine. Ah, it's so beautiful. Oh, baby. You're just way too much fun. I think you and I are gonna have a really good time together.